Now, astronomers studying enigmatic grooves on the surface of Mars have uncovered some secrets about the planet's historic climate. In a paper published in Nature this week, Isaac Smith and John Hort of the University of Texas Institute for Geophysics analysed new radar images of the grooves taken by the American Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and European Mars Express spacecraft. And what they found is that beneath each of the grooves, there are indentations in all the stratified layers of deposit beneath the surface down to a depth of almost 700 metres. Now, that's quite a startling result, because many people had thought that these were merely scratch-like features on the surface, carved out by erosion, extending down to only a few tens of metres. But we can now discard those theories, because they have no way of explaining why the subsurface geology is affected as much as the surface itself. And a much better theory is that there's some finely balanced combination of wind erosion and wind deposition at work, which keeps these troughs remarkably stable and well-preserved as new layers of material are being laid down.
Because they're not small, are they, these troughs?
They're
They're sort of Grand Canyon times 10 or something, aren't they? Huge.
And they extend for 60 kilometres or so along the surface. They are huge features. And if it's right that these are being preserved as layers of deposit are being put down on top of them, then we can guess their age by knowing that about a millimetre of material per year is laid down on the Martian surface. And that means that they must be somewhere between 500,000 and 2 million years old. So that's tremendously old.
Yes, these enigmatic grooves are very old indeed. And what's that going to tell us about what's going on Mars?
Well, it's fascinating because it's potentially telling us about Martian weather systems, not just today, but also hundreds of thousands of years ago. So Smith and Hort have looked at various possible wind-driven processes which could be responsible for the grooves. And they find that quite a complicated cocktail of wind erosion and particle transport is actually needed to keep these troughs in a steady equilibrium. And given the delicate balance between these processes which is required, the findings seem to preclude any recent climate change on Mars.
Which is encouraging.
Indeed,
so at least
yes.
We understand what's going on to a certain extent, I suppose.
Yes.